nai 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 nai.
The 14th verse of Psalm 27. Kave el ya chazak v'ya'amitz libecha v'kave el ya. Wait on Yah. Be of good courage, and Yah will strengthen your heart. And wait, I say, on Yah. Being a single mother was never something I imagined for myself. Of course, I knew this happened to other people. Some were divorced, some widowed, some never married. Perhaps they were single parents by choice or by circumstance. But the possibility of it as happening to me never really had crossed my mind. And then one evening in late October of 2013, I arrived home to a police officer at my front door. My husband had been killed in an accident. In a split second, I had become a single mom to two young children. It's a very odd thing to be widowed. Your status in society changes in an instant. Suddenly, I was no longer married. I was no longer accountable to another person, and no one was accountable to me. Suddenly, all of the decisions in our home were my decisions. I was no longer someone's wife. I went from married to single. I went from held to alone. I went from being half of a couple to being just me. I became the only living parent to my children, the only person left that kept them from a new identity as orphans. About a month after the death of my husband, I decided I was ready to date again. I was ready to find my next husband. I had been a widow for a month, and it was time to move forward. My kids needed a new father. I know what you are thinking. You don't have to say it. I hear you loud and clear. But grief really clouds things. And at the time, this was something I was convinced was right for me. So I created an online dating account and talked to a handful of very nice Jewish men. I told them I was widowed, but conveniently left out the when part of my tragedy. I met a really nice guy in Alberta, and we became friends. It was a lot of fun and definitely a distraction. He did not live close to me, and I had no intention of making the trip to meet him in person. But I definitely enjoyed talking on the phone, emails, and even a little bit of flirting. I also met in person on a date a man who lived in my town. I knew from the first email that he wasn't right for me, but I thought it would be fun to go out to dinner, so we did. We went out a couple of times, but nothing came of it. After about a month, we just kind of stopped contacting each other, and I was totally fine with that. After that, I think I got it out of my system, so to speak. I realized I was, indeed, not ready to date or find my next husband, and my kids were not really wanting or needing a new dad. And so I closed out my dating account and focused my attention on my kids and our grief and on becoming us as a threesome. While it was difficult being a single parent, doing it all alone, I came to realize that it provided me the space to really focus on personal, spiritual growth. When I have talked to others who were widowed or divorced, or who were in long-term relationships that ended, there's often a theme of personal renewal and growth in the aftermath, in the time when they are alone, once they are able to get through the mind-numbing pain of the loss. It reminds me of a really great sitcom from the 1970s, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. The series starts out with Mary looking at an apartment in a new city, finding a new job. She has moved there after ending an engagement. The theme song kind of says it all. How will you make it on your own? This world is awfully big. And girl, this time you're all alone, but it's time you started living. It's time you let someone else do some giving. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it? You might just make it after all. Mary sets off on her own. And we watch in each 30-minute show how she discovers herself, how by mustering courage and by being patient to create the life she must live in order to be the most genuine version of herself, she forges a path that was not modeled for her during her time, a path that most women did not think was possible. Wait on Yah. Be of good courage, and Yah will strengthen your heart. And wait, I say, on Yah. About 4 years into time after my husband died, I had decided that this life I had created for my daughters and myself was actually pretty wonderful. I definitely missed being married, but I also saw how much I had grown as a mother, an individual, as a musician, as a woman of faith. All of this came because I had decided to take courage that God really had a plan for my life journey, and it was up to me to walk it with patience and trust. The trauma of losing my husband, the grief I dealt with, the process of healing, none of that was an accident, and all of it had to be done fully, given its proper time. I decided that it was all to be lived and experienced with purpose. When we go to the gym and work out, we have to constantly increase the weights and the reps of each exercise, or our bodies get used to the movements and we do not get stronger. In the same way, in our lives, we must understand that trials we face, times of being alone, loss, hardship, all of this is purposeful if we remember that we are waiting on God to strengthen our heart.
Oh.
I remember I was standing in my yard. It was right before Halloween. I threw the ball for our dog, and as she ran off to fetch it, I looked up at the sky. It was one of those really crisp fall days, and I could smell the fragrance of the fallen leaves. Just like it was yesterday, I remember thinking, I might live here in this house, just me and the girls, until they graduate from school, and that would be okay. I might live here the rest of my life alone, doing the work God has for me, and that would be okay. It was a moment of true contentment. I had waited on God, worked through so much, had so much courage, and I trusted completely that whatever God had in store for me would continue to strengthen my heart, that anything I thought I wanted was really nothing compared to what God might think up. And I didn't want to miss it through distractions or trying for things I thought might give me fulfillment. A week or so later, I went on a date. The first date since that guy years before, who I knew wasn't right for me. Since that guy up in Alberta, who I liked, but I was not willing to travel to meet. I went on a date with someone and instantly knew that this was the man I would marry. It was easy. It felt right. It was the right time. I didn't want him in my life to fill a hole or to rescue me from loneliness or despair or poverty. I would have been content to be alone. But instead, it seems God thought we might do some good for each other. I had waited on Yah. I had been of good courage, and Yah had strengthened my heart. Actually, like in the Grinch, God had not only strengthened my heart, but I think somehow it had grown bigger. My heart had grown 3 sizes during those years. Big enough for a new husband who had lost his wife to cancer. Big enough for 2 stepsons who grieved over losing their mom. Big enough to blend our families and heal together. Big enough to create new dreams and to imagine how we could serve God with our lives as one. Big enough to shelter in place during COVID. Big enough to send our oldest son off to Army boot camp during a pandemic and all of the political craziness of this time. And big enough to support our other 3 kids during months at home without friends or band camp or sports. Wait on Yah. You will be given courage, and your heart will expand to be 3 sizes bigger. And wait on Yah for your future, for a life journey that stretches beyond what you can imagine for yourself. And wait on Yah to see where the road will take you. And wait, I say, on Yah. Yeah.